Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Welcome back to another episode of the Sunny Mary Meadow podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler. This is going to be a little bonus episode because I know that a lot of you are asking about how it went and just want some feedback or details of Flower Farmer Forum. So my team and I hosted the first ever Flower Farmer Forum in St. Cloud, Minnesota on January 13th. And there is an episode, if you go back to, I think it's, you know, sometime in October that we released it, but it just says Flower Farmer Forum. And if you go back to that episode, it tells you what the planning was and what it was going to be. And today's episode, we're going to talk about how it went and everything that we learned. And at the end, I have a bunch of testimonials from people that were there, but we did have a professional videographer there. And we are selling the online version if you missed it in person. I do think that there was such positive, I don't even want to say positive energy. I'm going to call it like hungry energy, craving, like a place to meet with people that think like you and want the same goals, but maybe a different way of getting there. It was just this, I don't know. It was such a cool energy. I don't even know how to describe it besides hungry. Like, I don't know. It was amazing. And I think that the biggest benefit of being there with all these similar flower farmers, and some sell wholesale to florists, some sell, you know, we all sell different ways, different things. But I think that it definitely gave everyone so many different ideas, such good networking happening. And you could look at these topics and say, oh, well, this is what they covered. And I'm just going to Google those topics and get my answers to how it can help flower farmers. But that's not what this was. So it was more of a panel. And so each presenter gave, you know, we have PowerPoints, so those are downloadable. So if you get the course, you get all of the presentation materials, the PDF. And then we had a videographer there, and like the sound quality of these videos is amazing. I'm so happy with them. I actually bought the online version of Flower Stock, if you guys know what that is. And it was definitely filmed with an iPhone. You can't hear anything. Like it just, I was incredibly disappointed. I didn't ask for my money back, but it was like, this is not a substitute for being there. I was actually pretty mad. And I will tell you that is not what this online version is. So we had, his name's Matthew. He's actually a professional videographer for the band Disturbed. And so we convinced him to come and do it at an hourly rate so we would have really good quality videos. And then between Abby and Dexter, they edited them all down and cut it all out. But what was so good was these presenters gave their talk, gave their presentation in ways to really specifically talk about flower farmers, a lot of us selling retail, a lot of us having like a client facing portion to our farm or, you know, selling directly to the customers. And the best part about it was we passed the microphone around at the end, and that's all included in these videos. And so much was there to learn in the fact that people were asking questions that I didn't even think to ask. They were wondering, and if they're wondering something, we're probably wondering it too. But I don't even know that I'm wondering. You don't know what you don't know, if that makes sense. So we went through, we talked about, you know, registering your farm with the FSA, what resources are there? But then that talk turned into, you know, different ideas for, did you know you could get a loan for this? Or did you know you could get a grant for this? Or have you looked into that? And it was just, it was hilarious because I was sitting up front facing everyone. I was by the presenter. So I got to look at everyone. I wasn't in the back of the room. I was in the front of the room. And in their swag bags, they got these, my Ideas in Bloom journal that I have. And it was like they would say something, and I watched all 25 farmers just like scribble aggressively in their notebook, like write something down. And I would even comment, I'd be like, oh yeah, you guys like that one or something like that. And it was just amazing. You could literally see the light bulbs turn on above everyone's head. We also talked about like CSP programs, EQIP programs. There were a couple farmers in the room. There was one actually who had done the high tunnel process. And so she shared a lot with her experience. And then the rep that was there, and it was that conversation alone, I think, was so invaluable. And everyone just learned so much there. So learning about that. And then we talked about soil health and interpreted some of the results and like, what do you do with it now? Because we all know we should get a soil sample, but meh. And then we had my best friend, Nikki, who is actually a loan officer for Compeer Financial. And she came, and it was just a very basic fundamental why financial reporting is important and why you need to have your balance sheet up to date. Why, you know, that's important for growth. That's important. You know, if you're getting serious about this being a business, that was an amazing presentation just to like, okay, this is what I need to do differently. This is what I need to go in and do. And this is what, if I ever want X, Y, Z, and this is why I would do it, I need to get this going. We had Brandon Hummel. He's part of Farmers Union Insurance. And so we had an awesome talk about like agritourism laws, agritainment laws. So many good questions from farmers. If I do this, should I do this? What do you think about that? And that was pretty awesome. We also talked about like workman's comp insurance. We talked about if you're having like specific events at your farm, different policies that you can do there. And you can, like I said, you can always call an insurance agent or call someone and ask them about these topics. But being in a room of like-minded people and getting to hear what questions they have, it just like lit a spark between everyone. So that was in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we had Taylor from Wild Thyme Floral and Ashley from Green Thumb, etc. And it was an awesome panel discussion. So I had people submit questions, and then I read the questions while they answered it. And it was like, how do you sell your flowers to florists? What are you looking for? What are you, you know, what does that look like? What are the up and coming designs? What time do you want them? What, you know, it was just like, what's the timing on them? How fresh do you want them? Whatever it might be. It was such an invaluable conversation. And if you follow Ashley Green of Green Thumb, etc. on Facebook, you'll know what I mean. It was amazing. Like, she was so funny. Like, the energy there was like, you just left there inspired. And then probably my favorite presenter of the day, we had Jenny from the Floral Hustle podcast. And she does a lot of coaching and mentoring for florists for like high-end weddings. She does like $30,000 weddings for just the flowers alone. Typically $10,000 to $15,000 weddings is her like installs. And she talked about pricing like a florist. Not that any of us in that room are really aspiring to do what she does, but we want to do a version of that, or maybe we just want to sell flowers to the people that do that. So that conversation was over 70 minutes long, and it got a little heated, if I'm being honest. Like, there were a couple people that are like, well, I can't sell it for that much in my area. People, brides aren't going to pay that. And we're like, well, then it's not your responsibility to sell it to them for cheap. Like, if anyone's buying them from a wholesaler, like, I mean, we pulled up some examples. I'm like, you guys, ranunculus is $3.59 a stem from the wholesaler the week of Valentine's Day. $3.59 a stem for the actual, just the flower. Like, I'm not saying that that's necessarily what ours should be in like May or June, but here Minnesota grown ranunculus is pretty rare. I should not be selling it for $1.50 a stem. Like, that's it, just because a bride wants it or likes it or it's her dream flower, that's not my responsibility to sell it for cheap because it's so much work. It's so much to grow it. And if that's their budget, then they don't get that kind of flower. And so it was honestly such an inspirational talk. And then spoiler alert, Jenny and I are working on collaborating together, the Floral Hustle meets Sunny Mary Meadow, and we're going to put on a farmer florist boot camp at my farm for like some design trips. Because she puts on a lot of workshops for like her high-end bouquets or her high-end installs and stuff like that. And it's awesome skills, but maybe isn't quite what a lot of us are looking for or looking at. So I'm super excited to keep working with her on that. And then Abby, my podcast producer, my social media manager, she did a presentation on the importance of an online presence. And so that was huge. That was awesome. She did such a good job. She is amazing. And then I just did a little event wrap up of where I plan on going with this presentation, where I plan going with all of it. So if you are interested in getting these online courses, they are in the episode notes. We drastically reduced the in-person price from the in-person price to the virtual, but still get, you know, the online portal, get access to all of the downloads. I believe I have it set for 6 months that you get access to all of it because I will run out of space on this website platform and I can't do lifetime access because these videos take up a lot of room and we're going to want to do it again next year. So I will also say, just a heads up, I'm not going to promise a number any way, shape, or form, but when the doors open next year for Flower Farmer Forum, I am remembering those OGs. So those people that came to the first one in person or those people that bought the online version, they will definitely get a thank you next year when the doors open up. We'll put it that way. So if you're considering attending in person next year, I would buy the online version right now, because that's going to, A, let you know that, hey, it's going to be amazing. Like, every single person that came was like, I cannot wait till next year. They're already asking me the date. So that was pretty awesome. And so now we're just going to play some testimonials. The link is in the comment section. And yeah, I would love to hear what you guys think about it. So we have got my friend Hillary from Meadow Forge Flower Farm coming on and telling about her experience.
Hillary Church here from Meadow Forge Flower Farm. Just wanted to say Flower Farmer Forum 2024 was an absolute blast. Not only did I meet lots of fellow farmers, but I also learned so much from industry experts ranging from Minnesota Extension Service, NRCS, Compure Financial, insurance, floral designers, and so much more. The ideas and information I was able to take from this forum were invaluable and will be so helpful this year as we continue to become more efficient in our farming practice and expand into different methods of sales. I loved learning from people associated with this industry that can help me think outside of the box and perhaps even collaborate with on events or ideas in the future. There was certainly no shortage of daydreaming and excitement as I left the forum that day. Outstanding event, Liz and crew at Sunny Mary Meadow.
Next up, we have Amber. Her Instagram is Pretty Meets Gritty, and her farm is Freedom Forage Farm. But yeah, her Instagram name is Pretty Meets Gritty.
The forum was an invaluable experience. Liz brought together industry experts who generously shared their insights to help us navigate the complexities of setting up a flower business. I'm now able to skip wading through mountains of information. I learned things that truly pertain to us as farmers. I learned strategies to protect my assets, how to secure funding. It truly provided us with a roadmap for success. The speaker's expertise and guidance not only equipped us with practical knowledge, but also inspired confidence in our ability to thrive. The cherry on top, this experience provided an invaluable opportunity to connect with fellow flower growers who are local to us, fostered new friendships, and is ultimately serving to create a supportive network within our flower community. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Here's Nicole from Olson Blooms, and this is what she has to say.
Hi, my name is Nicole Strafelda, and I am the owner of Olson Blooms, located up in Holly, Minnesota, which is kind of in the northwestern side of Minnesota. All of my social media handles are Olson Blooms, and my website is olsonblooms.com. I just want to say thank you to Liz and her team for putting on a great experience for us with the Flower Farmer Forum. It was great to hear from some people in the industry, and even if some things didn't pertain to me, at least I know people who I can go to for questions or if I want further information. It's always nice to learn from individuals that are experts at what they do. It also was wonderful to be able to get to meet other flower farmers, people that I've seen online and haven't gotten to meet yet. And it was wonderful to be able to just connect, share ideas, talk about what's going on, what they're thinking. Sometimes this field can be isolating, so it's very nice to be able to talk with others and be able to kind of rack their brain and see what they're thinking. So thanks, Liz and your team. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Sunny Mary Meadow podcast. I'm your host, Liz. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and rate us. You can find us on Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow. Subscribe to our email newsletter at sunnymarymeadow.com. And if you have questions or comments or anything to say, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at podcast@sunnymarymeadow.com.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.